Donald Trump took to Twitter Thursday to ratchet up his demands on the long-stalled border wall, appearing to sour on congressional talks aimed at striking a deal with Democrats that he could sign. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As congressional negotiators work on a border security deal, Republicans have shifted from saying wall and are instead saying barrier, since Democrats are against funding a wall. The president himself has been using barriers, steel slats, even peaches, saying whatever you want to call it, it's all the same. But this morning, the president says it's time to end the discussion, tweeting, "Let's just call them walls from now on and stop playing political games," adding, "A wall is a wall." Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. federal immigration officials are force-feeding some detainees who are on a hunger strike. AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says 11 detainees at a Texas detention facility are refusing food and six are being force-fed. The detainees are being held at the El Paso Processing Center. The hunger strike has gone on for a month. Detained immigrants and their advocates tell the AP there are closer to 30 detainees from India and Cuba who have been refusing food to protest the conditions of their confinement. An ICE spokeswoman says four detainees, one each in Miami, Phoenix, San Diego, and San Francisco, are also on hunger strikes. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A chief Taliban negotiator has revealed details of a deal between the organization and the U.S. that would call for the eventual withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan while the Taliban promised to prevent terrorists from using Afghan soil against America or its allies. He said the two technical teams will prepare proposals and take decisions and bring them to the table in the next meeting in Doha that is set for February 25th. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is calling on the international community to back his efforts to force embattled President Nicolas Maduro from power and restore democracy to the South American nation. Guaido declared himself interim president last week after the assembly declared that Maduro's reelection was illegitimate. The U.S. has recognized him as interim leader. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says after speaking to Guaido, he agreed to put pressure on the Venezuelan president to schedule new elections.
He was very clear that he wanted us to put pressure on Nicolas Maduro because they need change.
During an interview with Russia's RIA news agency Wednesday, President Maduro said he's ready to hold talks with the opposition forces and hold early legislative elections, but he rejected Guaido's demands to also hold a new presidential election before 2025. U.S. prosecutors say self-proclaimed hackers stole evidence related to the Russia probe and spread it online. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office calls it an attempt to tarnish the investigation. Reuters' Eve Johnson has details.
The news came to light in a court filing in Washington on Wednesday. U.S. prosecutors are locked in a dispute with attorneys for a company called Concord over how to share highly sensitive evidence. Concord is under investigation for bankrolling a Russian propaganda campaign to tip the 2016 election in favor of Donald Trump. In the filing, prosecutors said that a Twitter user, @HackingRedstone, bragged about hacking evidence in the case last October and tweeted out an internet link with the message, "Enjoy the reading." The link led to what seemed to be documents from Mueller's team, but prosecutors say the files had been doctored and changed so as to discredit their investigation.
UK Security Chief Philip Barton says Russia is responsible for the potential breakdown of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty between the US and Russia.
It's very clear to the UK that the reason why it hangs by a thread is because Russia for some time now has been in breach of that agreement.
Millions of Americans in the northeastern and Midwest United States are experiencing temperatures so cold that a burst of wind could cause frostbite within minutes. Those conditions have disrupted travel services, work, and school schedules. Don Berg, organizer of the National Snow Sculpting Championship in Wisconsin, puts it in perspective.
We had a comparison of the temperatures here today with the Antarctica. Antarctica right now is minus 10 degrees. Guess what it is there now? In Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 25 below. Kind of a sense of reality going there, isn't there?
The average there this time of year is normally 17 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings.